there, Sizzle and Scotty, coming at you with another fantastic recipe. And I had something at the tailgate recently that was just so good. It was a guava barbecue chicken skewer. Now, the nice thing about this is that you can use boneless, skinless breasts or boneless, skinless thighs. Your choice. I have tried them both ways, and I enjoy both equally. Let's jump in. We're going to use 2.5 pounds of boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, a teaspoon of smoked paprika, a teaspoon of garlic powder, a teaspoon of onion powder, a half a teaspoon of salt, and a half a teaspoon of finely ground black pepper. Now, for the guava barbecue sauce from scratch, 8 ounces of guava paste, and we're going to cube that up. 1 cup of tomato sauce, 1/4 cup of apple cider vinegar, 2 tablespoons of fresh lime juice, 1 tablespoon of Worcestershire sauce, 2 teaspoons of fresh minced ginger, 1 clove of garlic minced, 2 teaspoons of smoked paprika, 1/2 teaspoon of cayenne pepper, and some salt and pepper to taste. Now, wash and trim and slice the chicken into about 1.5-inch chunks. Transfer the chicken to a bowl and season with the spices, the paprika, garlic powder, onion powder, salt and pepper, and set aside. Now, thread 5 to 6 pieces of chicken on a metal skewer and repeat 6 times with 6 separate skewers and set those skewers aside. Now, place all the ingredients of the guava barbecue sauce in a medium saucepan and heat over medium-high heat until boiling. Reduce the heat to low. Cover and simmer for about 10 to 15 minutes until it's thick and smooth. Preheat your oven to 475. Coat a cast iron grill pan with oil, then place in the oven for about 10 minutes. Coat all the sides of your chicken skewers in the sauce with a sauce brush and carefully place them on that hot grill pan. Place the chicken in the oven on the lowest rack and cook for about 8 minutes. Carefully flip those skewers and cook for another 6 to 10 minutes until cooked through. These are absolutely mouthwatering and amazing. And as I said, chicken breast works good, and I definitely enjoyed the thighs also. You can find this recipe podcast at www.pmn2.com. You can also find some really great recipes on my Facebook page, which is Tailgate Grillin' with Sizzle and Scotty. When you visit that, send me a message. Tell me what you think of the show. Tell me what you think of these recipes. Until next time, this is Sizzle and Scotty.